Carstairs, the Carstairs and District Historical Society, CDHS, which owns and operates the Heritage Center Museum, plans to hire 2 summer students, engage more volunteers, and remain open more days during weekends in 2023, council heard at the recent council meeting. As part of its yearly update to council, the society presented a report to the town outlining recent activities and plans going forward. The proposed 2023 budget was also given to the town. In 2023, we will move to a new staffing model by reducing contracted services and charging managerial services to a full-time position, Society Treasurer Robert Peel said in the report to council. We expect to hire 2 summer students and engage more volunteers. In 2023, the museum will open more days during Christmas holidays and weekends. With these changes, the stability of the museum will be enhanced and there will be more services for the community. The society's proposed 2023 budget is based on a number of assumptions. First, that we will receive a $25,000 operations grant, that we will get a $9,600 grant from the Canadian Summer Jobs Program, that we will hold our annual Pioneer Supper and raise as much as we did in 2019, and that insurance and utility costs will increase, and that other revenue streams will remain constant. The report also outlined revenue and expenses incurred in 2022. Regarding expenses, the report stated, in part, we were careful with discretionary spending while taking several initiatives to improve displays and provide additional outreach to the community. We controlled salary expenses where possible. We also purchased a new lawnmower and shared expenses with the Friends of the Library for a new outreach display, which allows visitors to learn more about our history. Insurance costs were higher than anticipated. Our utility costs came in as expected. The proposed 2023 budget calls for income of $136,620, including $55,000 from the town of Carstairs and $25,000 from Museums Alberta. It also calls for expenses of $144,648, including total salaries of $98,098. Council accepted the report as information and referred it to budget deliberations.